Just Politics. I'm Zoe Clark.
And I'm Rick Pluta.
And today we are talking about the politics of pot.
Indeed, Zoe. Lawmakers say they want to clear some of the haze vis-a-vis Michigan's medical marijuana law.
Yeah, Rick, it's an issue getting chronic attention.
Okay, we'll stop now.
Enough with the drug innuendo. Let's get down to the politics. Here is where things stand. In 2008, voters, by a pretty large margin, voted to make medical marijuana legal in the state. But the law is super confusing. Not only is there the fact that it's, you know, still illegal under federal law, there are also questions about if and how dispensaries should be regulated, the medical conditions for which medical marijuana should be prescribed, the size, the location of marijuana plants that one is allowed to grow. We could go on and on.
Did you say weed?
We could go on and on.
So anyway, there are a lot of questions when it comes to this law because it is so vague. So this week we've seen some measures to add clarity to the law. But because this law was a voter-initiated and approved law, to change it, any measure has to have a 3/4 majority in both the state House and the state Senate. Something that's not in this package right now, this particular one, is dispensaries. That's in court, but some lawmakers, they don't want to wait for a state Supreme Court ruling. They say dispensaries could cure some problems, especially what to do when someone who is legally growing marijuana has more weed than they can use.
So just this week, we saw Representative Mike Colton introduce a measure to legalize medical marijuana dispensaries. But Colton says he was against the medical marijuana law that passed in 2008.
I think what the voters passed is nuts. Just crazy insane.
So why is he introducing this then?
That is the question.
And the answer is, Colton and some others say it would be better for dispensaries to buy up or otherwise take possession of surplus pot instead of having it sold illegally on the street, on the black market. There's a division, though. Some Republicans basically consider dispensaries legalized dope dens.
So it's a debate that's probably going to take place this summer on dispensaries.
And where people will go to get their medical marijuana, their paraphernalia to use with it, and their medibles.
Medibles,
if you don't know, are an alternative delivery system. It's pot baked into brownies and cookies and things like that.
Okay, that's the debate that will probably take place. But what's moving right now would require things like in-person doctor's visits to get a medical marijuana card, picture IDs, police access to medical marijuana records.
And medical marijuana advocates say some of this goes too far. In a couple of instances, it actually reverses what voters approved in the medical marijuana law. And so these advocates, they're trying again. There is a petition drive started in January to make Michigan a legalized marijuana state. And we'll see if they can get enough signatures.
But if they do, we can probably expect Attorney General Bill Schuette to reprise his role as, you know, Michigan's number one foe of marijuana. Of course, he led the drive to try to reject the medical marijuana ballot question in the first place 4 years ago.
That's true. And if this is a November ballot question, that would make the Attorney General a busy guy because, Zoe, he is also chairs the Mitt Romney presidential campaign in Michigan.
Well, funny you should bring up Mitt Romney, because let's just quickly turn to this story that just popped up yesterday and has a lot of heads, at least heads here in Michigan, turning. That is the question of whether or not Governor Snyder is being considered as a possible vice presidential pick for Romney. Now, this speculation all got started yesterday due to a look at the sleeping arrangements at the Republican National Convention.
A newspaper columnist in Florida noted that the only state delegation that's closer to the Tampa Convention Center, the only state that's closer than Massachusetts, is Michigan, which prompted this speculation that Rick Snyder is on the ballot, that it would be sort of a double down of business guy investors turned politicians from Michigan, or at least with Michigan ties.
And Rick, the governor, spoke about this yesterday. What did he have to say?
He danced divinely. He said that he was focused on his job, that he likes being governor of Michigan, but didn't completely take himself out, and he knew exactly what he was doing.
Well, it's a lot of speculation, and, you know, maybe if someone were to do some really deep thinking about this, they would want to go find some of those medibles.
Sit down and just ponder it for a while.
Puff the magic dragon, live by the sea.
Rick Pluta is Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
And Zoe Clark is Michigan Radio's resident political junkie.